Dr. Clendang, we're back on Total Disruption. Welcome, everybody. We are live. How's it going over there?
It is good. The Michael Laversi. You probably know what I was laughing about. Last episode, we were talking a whole lot about my aggravation with weaponizing Next Level. And then we're going in. I'm watching the intro, and it says level up your game in the intro. So yes. The irony is I'm bitching about something that I'm doing. So
yes.
I totally saw that.
I was waiting to catch that, and I was just going, that's why I was so happy to say, let's cover that topic last time. But you know what I do think? I do think we're missing one key element in our intro picture. I think we need to add your dog as part of our intro to our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to watch it if the dog's in there.
I think we need to put, is there a good picture? Is that dog a good looking dog? I don't ever think I've actually seen the dog.
Oh no, he's a, yes. Of course he's my dog. I think he's a beautiful dog, but he's a black roan German short hair. And he is, I got very, very lucky with him. He comes from great parents. He's a beautiful dog. He is a wildly lovable dog. He carries all of those fabulous GSP traits. Yes, he's a great hunting dog. He's a great bird dog, has a brilliant nose, but he also carries the toddler traits that all the GSP, like he wants to lean on you. He wants to love. He's got the zoomies. He does all of those GSP things. And he has this thing he does if he's really like, if you put him outside when we have company over, because he can be a lot, he'll lean on people. He'll come up to the patio door on the glass and he'll squish his face up against the patio glass and lick the glass. So that's not something you teach a dog, but guess what dogs do it? GSPs. It's a genetic propensity to lick patio doors. Like I found it, I swear to God, Mike, go look it up. Go look up goofy things GSPs do. Look it up on YouTube, look it up where you want to do. All GSPs do it. It's amazing, the fact that they do it.
I may start by looking up why people decide to talk in acronyms. I do it. You do it.
We totally do it. German short hair pointers. Yeah. GSPs.
I love the acronyms and I like dogs, but I recently dog sat for somebody's, what do they call those little white dogs? A Maltese. And I mean, I only dog sat for like a few hours. Right. But you know, the dog's trying to communicate with me as if I'm its owner and it's looking at me and making all these body gestures and I'm talking to the dog and then I'm realizing that I'm having a conversation with a dog that doesn't understand me. And I'm trying to show body language as if it's, all right, do you want to walk? Do you want to eat? I should have had a camera on me for
that'd people who are
pet lovers and animal lovers. It's hilarious. I'm way too, I mean, I guess I could be occupied, but I'm way too tasked out in my life to be a true good dog owner, in my opinion. I can be mindful for a little while, but I'm not such a hot dog owner. Not from like a, I would love the animal itself from a humane standpoint, but just from the extended time and care. And
oh yeah, he's a lot. If you had a dog sit teach, it'd be more, a couple hours is more than enough for you. I can promise you that. He's like babysitting a 2-year-old with way more energy. So his registered name is William Teach. Which is Blackbeard the Pirate, just so you guys know. I'm not kidding. His registered name is Blackbeard the Pirate. He is the dog. He is the dog all birds fear. So
you're the most landlocked guy I know. What do you mean, Teach?
I know. He's yep. I got a thing about pirates. I used to name all my dogs.
There's not even an ocean for what, 1,000 miles from you,
far,
right, maybe?
Yeah, far. Yeah. In order for me to hit salt water, it requires 2 days of driving or an airplane in order for me to hit salt water. So yeah, we're like 30 seconds from freshwater. But yes, I went away from naming all my dogs and horses and everything. I used to name them all after guns and firearms because there's some really cool firearms names. My other German short hair was named Ruger, because Ruger is a German name. Why not? So I named him Ruger. And I ran out of gun names is what it came. I'd have to start repeating names. So I skipped and went to pirates this time. So I don't know. I didn't want to call him. He didn't. He is kind of a Jack Sparrow, but I didn't want to name him Jack Sparrow. I went for a really aggressive black pirate.
All right. I'm down with that.
Way off topic right. This morning.
Guns to pirates. I'm just wondering, I guess the pirate name is Infinite. What would be your next progression? Flowers? I don't know.
No.
So, listen, it's always good to peel back the insights and give everybody a little bit of personal stories and struggles. I mean, it was just funny. I'll do one more bit on this dog walking business. So I take this dog out for a walk. I saw more people. Like, I was part of the dog walking community. I felt like part of the dogs were sniffing each other. I saw my neighbors. I was like, hello, neighbor. You know, we talked for a minute. It just felt so social. Now, that was a nice summer day, quick walk around the block. It wasn't raining. It wasn't miserable out. It wasn't, you know, I'm geared up. The dog's geared up. So I got all the positives. I guess if you have the dog sit, do it in the summer. I'm not a huge fan, but what I am a fan of, right? Not that I mind walking dogs. What I am a fan of is, speaking of time and time management and goals, let's go down the deep dive. You and I ended last episode kind of abruptly with the thought process of macro, micro, like trying to get next level. We started poking holes in the next level thing, and then let's go a little deeper, tactical, because we get a lot of information about this, but let's get tactical on, dude, I'm running a business and I'm running my life, right? And I'm spoking out my life. I've got my spirituality, my physicality, my professionalism, my family life. I've got verticals in all of these. I sound like one of these douches on the internet talking about verticals. I've got verticals in all of these, right? I want to punch myself in the face right now, but I want to sound like I know what I'm talking about. So I'm using these big words like everyone else. I've got verticals, which simply means I've got responsibilities that I'm focusing on and micro areas in each one of these components, right? Most people have more than one person in their family, so they want to create a relationship with every part of their family at some point in the year or day. You have more than one element to your health. It's maybe exercise, it's diet, it's sleep. You know, you have more than one element in your business, and on and on and on and on and on. But in somewhere in lifestyle management and the word next level and success, I believe the essence is time, crucial checking, coaching, everything hubs around energy. But how do you coach and how do we coach on spreading that energy around equitably as needed? Notice I'm saying that word as needed, because sometimes there's going to be spots where it's inequitable. You're not equal. It's a little more investment in work, a little more investment in family. How do you manage all that as a coach? How do you coach a bunch of people on that? Nobody cares about what I'm doing. Everybody cares about what you're doing.
No, and you're not, you know, welcome to the call. We air on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, right? And that's the club that you meet in. And everybody is struggling in that arena in some capacity, period. Somebody says, you know, oh no, my world is perfect and everything is awesome. They're lying, plain and simple. And if it is perfect, it was perfect for a minute. And that was awesome. That particular moment was awesome. But so you have to go through your prioritization schedule. We have to rate it, right? You've got to rate what's the most important thing in your day. What's the most difficult thing in your day? We've got to establish who you are as a human being and how you function the best way that you function, right? Some people are not going to operate under the miracle morning premise of that book. They can't. They're not morning people. They're night owls. It's just not going to work to get up at 4:30 in the morning and do all the stuff. So we've got to understand that it's not a one size fits all glove. It is all right. We've got to tailor make the glove so that they can hit the ball the way they want to hit the ball. It's not you can go buy an off the rack glove. You bet. And I'm using the baseball analogy. I know Mike loves those. Like you can go buy the off the rack batting glove and it'll work. But there are very specific things. You could go get a tailor-made glove. Will it change your game 1%? Probably because it's tailor-made. So the same is true for this coaching model. So we've got to establish first, you know, if you give me, hey, I've got 4 macro goals and 10 micro goals, awesome. We talked about this last time. What's the one goal that if you did not accomplish it today, you'd be mad at yourself about? Like, I went that direction. And the reason I went that direction, because I know Mike, right? We have a relationship of where we're going to go. That's kind of a trigger conversation. It's not a, which goal would you want to do that would make the most revenue in your business, right? That's the wrong question to ask Mike. It's the, which one of your macro goals would you be the most upset if you didn't accomplish it? And we talked about this last time, and he gave an example of, you know, making sure I stay on diet and stay out of carbohydrates today. Awesome. There's a reason he brought that up. There's a reason, but I'm not going to dig for it. I don't need to know that. That's not for me to understand. Mike knows why. He unconsciously gave me the answer that's the one that's the most important to him at the time. So we've got to get into that space. And this is the real key in coaching. And years and years and years ago, I was reading a book by Rich Litvin. I was actually listening to the audiobook version when it happened. It's called The Prosperous Coach. And it's about building a coaching business. And it's a great book. You guys can check it out. At one particular point in the book, what resonated most with me at the moment was coaching's not about you. It's not about you. And this is carried over, and I've mentioned it a million times. Mike gets sick of me, tired of me hearing that. But the reality is, that's the truth. It's not about me. It's not about, okay, well, tell me more about that goal, Mike. It doesn't matter. I don't need to know more about the goal. Mike has already given me, this is the goal. Now it's for me to help Mike unpack it, right? All right, why is that goal important? You know, I can ask him, why is that goal important to you? Not tell me more about it. Because we've got to gear the questions in a certain way. This is the methodology that Mike and I use to coach specifically to go down this road. And this is the self-check-ins. We're giving you guys the tools right now to be able to go, all right, what's my self-assessment look like? How do I dig into this internally? So you've got to get to, you can't have 5 goals to accomplish during the day. You're never going to get them all done. I don't care who you are. But then you've got to build, I like to call it the perfect day. And everybody currently is operating one or another calendar, which, you know, you recently, Mike, you told me what, Samsung calendar is your favorite thing right now?
Well, I port mine to Google, but I love how clean Samsung calendar is. It's just so nice. The boxes are crisp and everything else, just visually, it's so nice. I hub out of Google, but I use Samsung, and they talk to each other.
Yep. So the trick with a perfect day, and this is a challenging exercise, and this is a tactical one for you guys. And I have all of my coaching clients do this, and those that decide to embrace it, it makes epic changes in their life. Plain and simple. It just does, because you get control over your day. So it's basically the, all right, I want you to take a blank calendar, build a blank one for one day. And we'll walk through it in time blocks. What's the most important thing I have to get done today? Well, it's this one thing. All right, awesome. If that's the most important thing, when are you the most likely to get it done? Like, you can't just say it's the most important thing, put it at 4:30 in the morning. That's not the right way. There's a whole system to walk through this to design your perfect day. I'm not saying it's going to work right out of the gate. This is the perfect day. Then the trick is to see if you can run the play. Right? You're building, you're designing this perfect day, and then you have to see if you can run the play. So we have to test it. You know, this goes back to scientific method, right? We start with a question, you know, what's the most important thing? Awesome. Then we have to go and research, and then we have to develop a hypothesis, and then we have to test it, and then we test it, and then we test it. And like, that's just how that you get, everything is scientific method when it comes right down to it.
Yeah. And I kind of like, what's the thing that's bothering you the most today? Because that's sometimes we have to work against our gut and work with it. And your gut's always right. At the same time, your gut was right 3 days ago when you made an obligation to get the shit done you said you were going to get done. So, and if it's not done, you got to stick to your gut 3 days ago, not today. If you know what I mean. So there's always
loophole, I do. Right?
Yeah. So it's one of those things where we all, for the right reasons, and we don't know when we're going to get snapped out of whatever zone or mode we're in, realize, shit, I've been neglecting this, or I haven't done that enough, or, and then we realize, shit, I've gone down this rabbit hole, and now it's bigger than I thought. not in a bad way. It was just involving more time than I thought. And it's okay to start and stop things. It really is. It's like, oh, okay, I've got to stop doing garage cleaning or mixing up lawn chemicals. And then I've got to go out to go watch a play, or I've got to go to a recital, or got to get groceries or make dinner, whatever the thing is. There's not always going to be that plow through it mentality, especially when you have other relationships and engagements in life. And most people get a little murky, I feel like, when they start chasing and they start making that compromise a little too much. They start letting the other areas of their life get whittled away a little too much. And there is no perfect solution. You're always going to have to deal with disappointment every single day. You cannot totally go through an entire day and not feel some sort of disappointment.
I think that's fair, man. I think that's totally fair.
Because you can't do everything. You wish you could. Don't you want to finish building your house, coach all your clients, and just go play with your dog and hang out? Notice what I just said. You want to do all that. You want to be done it. You don't want to have to go through another 30 days of construction. You want to snap your fingers, dude. By 12, I want to be like having, you know, Stacy clean the house or whatever, you know, like stage it while I'm fishing or whatever it is, right? Like there's a disappointment there, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. You nailed it on the head too. I was laughing. I had given myself a little bit of permission to get on there and dive into goofy reels on Facebook just to let my brain fizzle out once in a while. And I caught one the other day that was hysterical. And there was I assume he's Mexican, right? I don't want to call him Hispanic because I've made that mistake before. I have a friend who is Mexican, and by God, you call him Hispanic, he will beat my ass. So he's
Mexican?
Oh yeah. So he's from Mexico. He's a Mexican. So it's some guys that are doing concrete brick work, right? They're doing masonry work, and he's got his big floppy hat on, and he's standing there, and there's a pile of bricks and this big thing of mortar, and he's snapping his fingers. And his foreman comes up and he's like, "The hell are you doing?" And he shows him this TikTok video of somebody, you know, tore down house, and they snap their fingers and it's perfect. And so now the foreman and him are both standing there just snapping their fingers trying to make this work. So he's right. Like that. Is that a thing I wish I could do? Yeah. Would I like to be done already? Yes. Has that bit me in the butt in the last few days? You bet. Because I have pushed on and leaned on a couple people I probably didn't need to because of my deadline, right? I have a deadline. I want to be done. And they're not following my protocol to get it done and get here on time when I need it done. I'm waiting on stuff. Let's get it done. So like Construction Jake shows up and there's a very rigid schedule that we're following. And I operate faster than most people do. That's just always been the case. I just operate at a very, very fast pace. And I shouldn't say that I operate faster. It's that I am efficient with the time that I know I'm the most efficient at. So we'll go back to this calendar piece. And before I go any further on that, take the quiz, find out what kind of leader you are. Jump in there, take the quiz. The link's in the bio in this, the link's in the comments that leads you into the app. It's a fun quiz. It's cool. We just built a new animation for it so you can check it out. Find out what kind of leader you are first. Find out what your gaps are so that at that point you can establish, you know, what does my perfect day look like? How do I use the app to grow my communication skills? How do I close more deals? How do I get more revenue? We've gone through everything that is a symptom to come to what the actual root of the problem is, and the app solves for it. The first step's the quiz though. So that's where I want you guys to all start with the quiz. So anything to add to that?
I like quizzes. Yeah, answer the questions, man. I said it before. No one likes to actually confine themselves to an answer, but that's part of your problem. You need to be able to answer things and literally narrow some things down. Get it close, approximate. And you'll be surprised. When you start approximating and boxing yourself in a little bit, that's when you find yourself the most clear.
And frequently it's the simplest answer that's usually the true answer. That's usually the right one. It's usually not ultra complicated or complex, which that's a whole different conversation. But the other thing with calendaring is we get through this. So I've spent a lot of years working on this with myself. So as we get into this, you know, how do we make sure we accomplish certain things in the day? They've got to live in my calendar in such a way that that's when I can do them, plain and simple. Like if I'm going to get in and I'm going to work on software development through the app, as an example, if I'm going to get in and work on software development, it is between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. It just is.
Don't you technically mean it's from the hours of 6:37 to 7:20?
Ish.
Takes you 2.5 to 3 minutes to sit down and literally if you, this is what I
that's
find.
It's a valid point.
It takes you about literally, I mean, boot up time. I mean, this sounds really stupid. So just bear with me. Okay. This is going to sound a little bit picky. When you're really holding yourself accountable and you're giving yourself a hard time and you're saying, oh, I have it in my calendar and I'm supposed to be doing this shit. And I'm doing it from 6 to 7. And then you realize, well, it took me 7, 8, 9 minutes to get things ready. And chances are you can't do it the night before, because if you're already working on some other project, you still have to cross over and there's a good 5 minute to 7 minute window. And then you've got to exit out of that. You're not going to bleed into your next thing. You've got to exit out about 3 minutes early. So when you're literally planning and you're giving yourself accountability and you're like, it's in my calendar. I was doing it. I just ran out of time. No, you underestimate a transition time.
Oh, that's a brilliant space to think on, guys.
40 minutes. Yeah, man, I worked on this for 40 minutes today out of 20 because I had to go to the bathroom or I had to get my coffee or I had to do a, God forbid, bite of food in my mouth or whatever have you. Like, and that's a reasonable thing, right? So when you're really giving yourself a little grace, and this is my biggest problem, because if I switch from solving problems to delayed gratification projects, it's very hard for me, very hard for my mind, especially if I've gotten 3 hours in a row or, you know, six half hours in a row of things where I'm solving a lot of problems and my brain is in that mode. It does take me a minute to switch and then switch back. There's a rhythm. There's a nuance. The reason why you're good at what you're doing is because you're absorbing information and you're present. You've got to change being present. So giving yourself that transition time and understanding that those shoulders, if you will, and your available hour, you know, it's like you, when you're working on one end of your property and you got to walk over to the other end of your property, that's real time.
Right. It's real time. And that is so critical for everybody to understand is the fact that you have got to plan, just to be a human being in your day too. Right. I'll eat lunch when I can eat lunch. I'll eat lunch. That's just stupid. You're just being dumb about that. Like, schedule it. And here's what I'll tell you. Here's the real trick in calendaring. And I have seen, I'm going to use the 80-20 rule. I've seen 80% of every client I've ever coached. If I ask them this one question, what do you need to schedule first? The first thing that they will do is they will jump to, I have a meeting at whatever, right? They'll go straight to business immediately. Because they think that's the only place that, no, you have to calendar your life in there first. I make people do a year calendar for the entire year when you're in a coaching program with us. And it's a lot easier than you think it is, because I'm going to ask you stuff like, all right, when are you scheduled to take your vacation? Well, June 10th through, great, write it on the calendar that you're unavailable. And like, they'll start tremoring, like, what do you mean unavailable? And here's the last trick that I will give you. Here's the hack. This is the last one I'm going to give you on this one. If the first thing you do when you go to work in the morning is open up and check email, you've already lost the day. You are already failing if the first thing that you feel you have to do is read email. Already, you're already bombing. There's way more productive things to do with your first thing in the morning. That is going to suck the motivation right out of your tank, man. I am calling it out right now. If that's what you're doing and you're like, oh, I'm wildly productive, all right, go ahead. Text me, message me. Let's have the conversation, because I will blow holes in that boat all day. We'll go right back to the pirate reference at the beginning, right? I will cannon fire your boat to death, because you're failing if the first thing you do is check email.
All right. I won't check my email then. So
don't do it, Mike.
Man, I think this is just wildly. So what if it's safe to say for every hour, you should, for every solid hour, you should make every hour 50 minutes.
Really? And yeah. You should have at least, and you could go 80-20 rule on that. And it's right about that, right about 10 minutes of the hour to just be a person, eat, get a drink, go to the bathroom.
Unless you're doing, well, even then I would say, unless you're doing maybe two consecutive hours. Anyway, we should go over that in some other episode, dude. We covered a lot today. We did dogs. We did go take our quiz. It'll be in the show notes. Is that where the quiz lives? There's a quiz live on.
The link to the show notes is in the show notes. You better go to the website, total-disruption.com. You can also get it there.
All right, cool. Yeah. Tune into our show more Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sundays, and we're just kind of everywhere on demand. We're got our socials. My name is Mike Liberci for Dr. Jake Clendenning. You were just live on Total Disruption. See you next time, everybody.